This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Father, or should I call you Steve? Since it's a new year, maybe we should start cooking fresh with fewer smoke alarms this time. Your cooking's improving, but I can see the stress in your eyes. Anna's mom used this Blue Apron assemble and bake thing during our playdate. Pre-chopped ingredients, over 40 grams of protein, and just one pan to clean up. She just tossed it in the oven and boom, pleading like she's got followers. So go to BlueApron.com, Steve. Make 2026 the year you win dinner. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Our next guest is running for governor on the Libertarian ticket, and his name is Larry Sharp. Larry, good morning. Thanks for joining me.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Doing well this morning, Larry. Introduce yourself to the people of Western New York.
Oh, my God. They have to know me already. Are you kidding me? I ran in 2018, been crossing the state the past 5 years, already polling in the Zoggy poll at over 6% already. And I'm the Libertarian guy who's also got the Forward Party endorsement, looking at getting the Unite Party endorsement. I mean, nothing but positive coalition against the establishment, and that's the only way we're going to fix things in this state. I'm looking to actually come up with ideas to fix things, and people who know me know I'm about actual answers, not just about what you keep hearing, which is, if I'm a Republican, I yell, Democrats bad. If I'm a Democrat, I yell, Republicans bad. Now, we have ways to actually fix things. That's who I am. I'm a guy who ran before, running again, don't want to have to move because too many New Yorkers are packing up and leaving the state. We have to find ways to keep people here, particularly our retirees and our youth.
It's got to be good. You had that endorsement from former presidential candidate Andrew Yang.
Yes, that is correct. Yes. And we think, wait a minute, Larry, how in the world does some libertarian get an endorsement from a former Democrat? Here's the reason. What I always talk about is the idea of localism, the idea of you do you, right? I'm not trying to turn, Wyoming County into Brooklyn. I'm not trying to turn Brooklyn into Wyoming County. I'm trying to let everybody be who they want to be. You can be as conservative or as liberal as you want to be. I just don't want you to force your views on others. I don't think, if we believe in what we say we believe in, which is diversity, and we believe in diversity across the state, okay, I'm in. Let's be about diversity. So then why in the world do we keep having one-size-fits-all answers from either Albany and New York City? Let's have those diverse answers to our local problems and let people be people. Let school boards be school boards. Let local counties have more of their own money. Let's pay our own bills.
Larry, speaking of Albany, obviously a lot of issues facing New York right now, and you mentioned it, people leaving the state, taxes are high, gas prices are high. What do you think is the first thing that needs to be tackled right away in Albany?
There are so many things. There's structural issues and then there's Band-Aids, right? So one of the Band-Aids you want to deal with is getting people to have some hope they could stay. And the way you do that is you begin two things. First step, you start leasing out naming rights to a lot of our infrastructure. many of our bridges, some of our long-term roads, things like that. You have to raise enough money throughout without using taxation. For example, why is the bridge in New York City called the George Washington Bridge, or horribly, north of New York City, the Mario Cuomo Bridge? Why is it called that? Why isn't it called the 3M Bridge, or the Kellogg Bridge, or the Pepsi Bridge? These are companies that pay billions of dollars every year on marketing, and they drop $20 million a year even on a station, on a stadium that's used, you know, every weekend. They'll pay $100 million a year easily to have a bridge that's in a 16 million metro person area that's mentioned every single day on the traffic reports, easily done. Once you raise $500 million, which we could do in literally a couple of months, you can eliminate the gas tax, because that's the gas tax right there. So now that's an immediate Band-Aid. But on the long run, you keep doing things like this. We have tons of roads that aren't getting fixed. Well, next to that road, why don't we allow, say, Amazon or Google to create a road next to it, one of the roads for their electric cars? They create it next to it. The leasing that they have to pay for that is maintenance on the actual road. So now you have the Google road or the Home Depot or whatever the case may be. And on top of that, you have the regular road. Use the one that you want. You want to buy an electric car? Go on their road. You don't? Go on the regular road. But now all of a sudden, we're asking potholes fixed. We're getting the roads upgraded. And we're having more options for New Yorkers. And the tax burden goes down. Those are Band-Aids we can do with easily within the first 6 months. But we got to keep going. It isn't enough. On top of that, we have to create a trust. The New York State Social Trust. We start by taking some cash that comes out of our tax base and putting that into a fund, borrowing it against that fund so we can raise about $900 billion over the course of 3 years. This is a longer-term plan. But as you do that, now what do? We got to pay for some of our big issues that right now are crushing people from New York State. The first one, education. We start paying education directly from Albany. Immediately, money follows the kid, meaning now that the parents have more choice. We take all of the strings attached from both the federal and the state and remove them, giving more localized control of school districts. Will there be mistakes? Of course there will be. But if you make a mistake locally, we can help out. You make one statewide, no one ever agrees to it, and now the entire state's crushed. We drop $28,000 per kid in this state, and we rank in the bottom 50 across the country. Consistently, change that so that now we can figure out what works across the state. Once we do that, well, then what's the need for school tax locally? There is none. You end local school tax. You end local school tax, the average New Yorker, as a general rule, their property tax will go down about 50%. When their property tax goes down 50%, well, guess what? The youth can stay because rent stabilized. But on top of that, now our retirees can stay. When our retirees begin to stay, well, they're spending their pensions here in New York and not spending them in Florida. Now, actually, families can stick together. This is what I want. You add on top of that a very specific tax break, which is if you've owned a home in New York State for at least 10 or 15 years and you're 65 years or older, your property tax goes down 5% every year for 20 years. What does that do? It allows the retirees to stay, spend their pensions here, but more importantly, maybe they can stay in their home and not have to go to a nursing home if they don't want to go to a nursing home. On top of that, you share that half if the kid takes the parent in. So now the parent says, I don't want to have a house. I'm going to move in with my kid. I'm going to move in with my niece, my nephew, my grandkid, whatever. You move in with your grandkid, that same 5% becomes 2.5%. Every year it goes down, allowing people to stay. And, of course, people say, Larry, how are you going to pay for that? You don't have to pay for it because when we have less of our aged population in nursing homes, we're actually saving money. When we have more people retiring here, not in Florida and Arizona and Texas, we're actually putting more money into our economy. That actually pays for itself. These are actual ideas that you will not hear from the Republican or Democrat.
And speaking of the money that is spent in Albany right now, you've posted a little bit about the new Buffalo Bills stadium deal and the millions and hundreds of millions of New York State money that's been pumped into that stadium. What do you think is wrong with that deal, and how would a Governor Sharp had dealt with that?
100%. Here's the issue that we're just not getting. There's a reason why Governor Hochul wanted that. The reason why Governor Hochul wanted this and why all of them want this is because they want to be able to give the jobs out. This is patronage. This is a way they give jobs out so they can control the money and control the state. Think about this. We are giving the Buffalo Bills a 1.5 million person metro area. We are giving them a Western New York that loves them, that literally buys all of their hats and shirts and flags. Look, I've been around the state. I know that when the Bills are winning, a greeting is literally "Go Bills" in Western New York. We're giving them that. And instead of them paying us, we're paying them. What are we, nuts? There's a buffalo on their helmet. They're not going anywhere, right? So we decided to, we've saved it because they're going to be here for 30 years. What if they go under? What if they change ownership? What if they just say no and walk away? We're not going to sue them. It's not how things work. We're going to beg them to come back. We're just going to allow them to do whatever they want because we always do. And say, well, Larry, wait a minute. Is there an example of that working differently? Yes, the New York City area. Sadly, they moved over to Jersey, which we should have kept them here. But the problem is they did get public funding in Jersey when they built those stadiums for the Giants and the Jets. That was over $1 billion, and that was funded by them. Remember something. The guys who own these teams are billionaires. The team itself, Buffalo Bills, are worth over $2 billion. And the NFL is worth a couple billion dollars. You tell me they couldn't have financed this on their own? Of course they could have. They could have financed it on their own. They didn't, because our governor wants to make sure that she's handing out jobs. The Erie County executives making sure he can hand out jobs. This is all about job handouts. That's what this is actually about. It's not about anything else. Remember, every single New Yorker is going to pay about $35 for this and not even get a free Bills ticket. That's not the right answer.
Yeah, and you know, I mean, building on that, you make a good point. Every New Yorker's, you know, money's going towards the stadium, yet to get season tickets, you still have to buy a personal seat license, which is a whole other conversation. Larry, another thing that is...
It's insane. It is crazy that we're allowing this. We are literally saying, and the rhetoric you hear, right, from Albany is, we care about the average person, these evil billionaires and millionaires, these evil people who have money, here all the time. So now what's your plan? Average New Yorkers who are struggling have to pay so that millionaires, the players, and billionaires, the owners, can make more money. That's a little bit hypocritical.
Bail reform and the reform of the bail reform seems to be another hot-button issue in Albany. It might even be the reason the budget hasn't been passed yet. What should New York, when it comes to the original bail that Governor Cuomo then had bail reform, what should bail look like in New York State?
Let me give you, let me be very forward and say I was wrong on this one. I thought it would be repaired in the courts. So I'm mad at a lot of people for this one. First off, I'm upset with the Assembly who didn't even look at this bill. The problem is, what people may not realize is, this bill was actually written when the Republicans still controlled the Senate. So, but it was actually presented right after the election when the Democrats took the Senate. So when this bill came in, no one even looked at it. They just signed it. Yep, done, move on. That was it. And that's why it was so bad. There was no conversation back and forth in the Assembly, which there should have been. It would have been closer to the New Jersey bill, which is a better bail reform. I am absolutely for bail reform, not for this bail reform. This was a disaster. And when it came out, the first thing I said was, we'll be okay. Because when the judges see this, they won't follow it because it's insane. They will go against the law, and then there'll be appeals, and there'll be rulings, and they'll fix the law in the courts through rulings. That's what I said several years ago. Man, was I wrong. The judges just let this go. And I blame our judiciary also, because they knew this was wrong. And they didn't like the bill. They didn't like the fact that they had their hands tied, and they let people back out in the street knowing it was wrong. Judges go against the law all the time. That's why they're judges. That's why you have an appellate court. That's why you go through this. That's why you have rulings. They did none of it. So it's the Assembly's fault and a judiciary fault. What this should have been based upon is one important factor. First-time offenders. If you just focus bail reform on first-time offenders, this means that most people who are actually innocent, if they are innocent, it's their first time they got caught in something they shouldn't have been caught in. They were at the wrong place at the wrong time. Or they made a mistake. And if you know somebody who's been in trouble, who's made a mistake, if they fix their life, almost always it's after they got arrested. That's when they were like, oh, my God, let me change my life. I want New York to be a state of second chances. I do. But not ninth and 10th and 12th chances. Second chances. You mess up. We give you the benefit of doubt. It's the first time offense. If you see all this crime being done by people, particularly in New York City and other cities, but particularly in the cities, all of it is done by multiple time offenders. This is fixed the bend immediately. All the governor has to do is say, Bail reform as of right now is first time offenders only. Now take this terrible law back to the assembly and fix it. Bail reform is a good idea. This bail reform is a disaster.
Let me ask you, you know, as we have this deep political divide between the two major parties, the Republicans and the Democrats, you know, you always hear of the Libertarian Party getting more members, and you always hear, the candidates getting more and more votes. Why is it that the Libertarian Party has not been able to get to the level of Republican and Democrat? You know, a lot of things you've mentioned, it seems to, as you say, bridge the gap between Democrats and Republicans. Why do you think the Libertarian Party can't get or hasn't gotten to the level of one of the two major parties?
Because the system literally shuts us down. I'll be very brief about this. In 2018, when I ran, I got 2% of the vote. 2% obviously is not good for an election, but amazing for the Libertarian Party. Largest we've ever had. I raised $500,000, $500,000. We had an actual campaign across the state. And what did that do for us? It got us actually ballot active. We were able to be an official party in New York State. And the year after, I crossed this state again, supporting local candidates. I talk about localism. I went out and did it. We had 107 victories in 2019. There were 107 elected libertarians in 2019. People don't know this, but that's what actually happened. And then right after that, the state said, oh, you know what? I know what you did. No, they ended. They removed us and ended up our party status in a budget issue. And they said, Larry, I know you did what you said, assuming you get 4 years of ballot access. We're going to change the rules after year one so that you can no longer have ballot access. And they removed us through the law because the state was liking me. 25% of the people who voted for me were registered Democrats. In the recent Zogby poll, you can see I poll from both the left and the right. I'm the actual peacemaker. I'm the only one who actually can do this. Everyone else can't. Look, the state right now is 3-1, Democrats, Republican. New York City, 6-1. To be forward for my Republican brothers who are out there listening right now, sisters, brothers and sisters, your savior's not coming. It's impossible. There is no way a Republican wins a statewide election. Locally, Republicans win all the time. Statewide, a Republican has not won any election in this state in 20 years, and the state's getting bluer, not redder. The only answer is your good news is I'm here, and I can vote from the left and from the right. And it's the best part of this. Even if I don't win, and look, I'm not saying, oh, my God, Larry's going to win tomorrow. The only answer is either a Democrat wins or an outsider wins. The Republican has no chance of the victory. Zero. It's a fantasy. The Republican Party is what they always do every 4 years. Lie, take your money, and walk away. That's what they've been doing for the past 20 years. They're going to do it again in the statewide election. Don't fall for it. It's going to be either me or it's going to be Hochul. That's what's going to happen. If it's Hochul, if I come in second or a good third, they will have to listen to me. More people like you will be listening. And here's the best part. Hochul's already taken what I'm saying already. Part of her repair of the bail reform is first-time offenders. I've been saying that for months. So they're copying what I'm talking about already. They're already talking about the ideas of leasing naming rights. That's already come up already in New York City. These are all my ideas from 4 years ago. If you go to my website, larryshuff.com, there's actual policy on my website, what we can actually do to solve problems. They begin to pick off my website because no one else makes policy. You can't find policy on anyone else's site. I'm not making this up. Go check it out. There's a bunch of rhetoric, ideology, and complaining. No policy. The more popular I am, the more policies will happen. When I was on Joe Rogan's show 4 years ago, at the end of that show, Joe said, Larry, you got great policies. I said, yeah, me and the team put it together. He goes, you better lock those down. I said, why? He goes, people will take them. I said, take them. I don't have to run then. I can fix my state. I'm running because I don't want to move. Fix my state. I don't care who wins. But if you don't vote for me and make me valid, if you don't make me valid, nothing changes. You vote for a Democrat or Republican this time, nothing changes. It would just stop it again. I now, because of the new rules they made up, starting April 19th, I have to get 45,000 signatures officially, but in reality about 70,000 so I don't get attacked in 35 days. I have to get 2,000 signatures every day for 35 days. I would ask you, who can do that besides some guy like me who can afford to throw $100,000 at this and take a year off my life? That's it. This is becoming a state where only Democrats and Republicans run, and only the elites and only the people who the party picks, and Democrats will win statewide consistently. And here's the worst part of it all. When I ran in 2018, I was the only person not getting a government check. And now they're running in 2022. I'll be the only person not getting a government check. You, who's listening right now, is paying through your taxes for Hochul and the Republican to run. Not for me. I'm the only one who knows what it's like to have a regular job.
LarrySharp.com, at Larry Sharp on Twitter. Larry, when you are in the Western New York area, make sure you let us know. We'd love to have you in studio.
Love to have it, absolutely.
All right, Larry Sharp, he is the Libertarian candidate for governor in New York. Again, if you want to read more about him, at Larry Sharp and LarrySharp.com. Also a Marine. So, Larry, we thank you for your service. When we come back, Erie County Clerk Mickey Kearns will be joining me to wrap up Hardline here on News Radio 930 WBEN.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
A new year is a clean slate, and this year, learning a language is the resolution that actually sticks. With Rosetta Stone, it's never been easier to start fresh. Whether you're leveling up your career or prepping for a 2026 trip, our bite-sized lessons fit perfectly into your busy day. Learn while you grab coffee or during your lunch break. It's that simple. You'll see progress fast, helping you feel more confident and connected. And because Rosetta Stone uses an immersive, intuitive method, you'll learn naturally, without memorizing boring word lists. For over 30 years, we've been the trusted leader in language learning with 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Listeners can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 to get started and claim your 50% off today. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 and start learning today.